Welcome to Business Next, news and views on the latest developments of importance to Michigan's small business owners. Business Next is produced by the Small Business Association of Michigan. Your host is Michael Rogers.
Thanks very much. Here on Business Next, my guests and I share tips and advice on how you can become more profitable and successful in your small business operation. There's an archive of previous shows that you can listen to on all kinds of great topics, like managing your finances and handling your employees. And you can get online alerts when new shows are available by following me on Twitter, M.W. Rogers, that's M.W.R.O.G.E.R.S. on Twitter. Today in the program, we're going to talk about energy efficiency for small businesses, something that every entrepreneur is interested in because it saves money. Bob Mijos is the Small Business Program Manager for Consumers Energy, serving most of the state of Michigan. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
Well, energy efficiency is a great topic to talk about because small businesses would much rather save money than spend it. Give us some of the basics of energy efficiency as promoted by Consumers Energy.
Well, we really know that, you know, costs are important to small business owners. And when we meet with them, we understand that. And as we understand that they're committed to the success of their businesses, we're committed to helping them save energy. And primarily the areas that we focus in on currently with our energy efficiency programs is in the electrical area, and that's lighting, where we actually help customers save on old incandescent lighting or fluorescent lighting and help them install new LED lighting, which is much more energy efficient.
Well, LED lights are becoming much more prevalent in big box stores. You can find them online. And it's a significant development there. They're starting to come down in price. Do you think that trend will continue?
We do. It's the reduction in pricing in LEDs has really been significant over the last several years, and we see that trend continuing. In fact, it's become very cost effective now for small business owners to install new LED lighting in their facilities to help them save energy.
Are LED lights available in enough configurations and brightness levels and colors nowadays that you can really fit them into a modern office environment?
Yes, they range in color temperature from a warm to which is a 2700 Kelvin up to a 6000, which is the very white, bright, cool color. So there's a wide range of color temperatures and screw-in and linear fluorescence that replace the old fluorescent lighting for LEDs now that really have become more popular in the last year or so.
Well, that was my follow-up question about LED lighting, was whether it can replace the long fluorescent bulbs that you see, you know, lighting up a lot of manufacturing facilities.
Yes, the ones that can go in directly into the fixture are called the fluorescents are called T8s. Those are the thinner ones, the smaller ones. The more larger T12s, those require actually new fixtures that either your maintenance department or an electrician would have to replace those to put in new LED fixtures.
I've got a lot of LED lights in my home, and one of the things that I found out immediately after installing my first one was that it was cool to the touch. I thought, wow, this is really awesome. Is that a big part of where the energy efficiency for LEDs comes from, is the not so much energy is used to produce heat?
That's correct, Mike. Yes, the old incandescents really produced a lot of heat, which was wasted then, and it wasn't produced into the light effect. So LEDs, they do produce heat, but there's a heat sink that's in the LEDs that absorbs that, and that's why they use a lot less energy, along with the LED technology, really makes them more efficient than old incandescents.
What about the CFL bulbs? Are those still being used? Are they considered an energy efficiency option?
Well, those CFLs do actually save a lot of energy in comparison to the old incandescent bulbs. But, you know, there's been issues with those, with premature failures and things like that. So, yeah, the CFLs are really become an old technology being replaced by the new LEDs. And that's another good point is the new LEDs offer a significant amount of increase in lamp life. So there's a lot of applications where they're hard to get to that LEDs could be installed and probably most likely not ever have to be replaced for a long, long time because of the long lamp life that the LEDs provide.
Bob, does Consumers Energy have some assistance, some advice for small businesses? Can you help them choose the LED bulbs and get them installed appropriately in their businesses?
Absolutely. We work with a series of authorized trade allies around the state that have gone through our training and that know how to participate in our small business energy efficiency program. So what happens is a customer can contact one of those contractors, and that can be found on our website. There's a number of them, about 50 throughout the state. They can receive an energy saving proposal from that contractor. That contractor will help them select the type and the color temperature and the different styles of lighting that may be appropriate for their facility, and then provide the customer with options on how they can participate. And then the contractor actually handles all of the paperwork, and we work directly with the contractor. Once the work is done, then we pay the contractor, and if there is a co-payment responsibility by the small business owner, they pay the contractor, and then the project's complete and they can start saving energy right away.
Having a great conversation today with Bob Mihos, Small Business Program Manager for Consumers Energy. Back with more right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.